It is common for a religious community to have a statement of faith. And in such statements, we can find a consensus of that which persons in the community believe to be true about the faith. In the United Church of Canada, we have a number of such statements. When we look back into our Christian tradition, way, way back, we acknowledge the authority of some very ancient statements of faith, and in particular the so-called Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed. And these are still important enough to us that we include them as affirmations of faith in some of our liturgical resources. So, for example, you can find those two creeds in our Voices United hymn book on pages 918 and 920. Now, when the United Church began in 1925, it was constituted through a formal document called the Basis of Union, a document which includes a set of articles of faith representing the official consensus of the beliefs held by our three founding denominations at that time. Then, in 1940, the United Church produced a revised statement of faith with the stated purpose to set out briefly and simply the substance of the Church's faith. Both the Basis of Union and the 1940 Statement of Faith can be found on the United Church website. Now, in 1968, we came up with the first version of a new creed. We are not alone, we live in God's world. Many of you know that creed very well. This lovely and concise statement was slightly modified in 1996, and it too can be found on page 918 of Voices United. Now, our most recent statement of faith is a song of faith, which was finalized in 2006, just a few years ago. It can be found on the United Church website, and we've also put a copy on our own TSP website. And there are a few hard copies as well in the Narthex, so if somebody would like to have a hard copy, you can pick one up after worship, although it's not one of the ones with the pictures, but I'm told that Patty will have a few for the families that are participating in Children's Church. Now, the new creed and the Song of Faith have become very popular both inside and outside the United Church. In a practical sense, these statements represent the faith that we hold. But officially and constitutionally, that which we believe is limited to the Articles of Faith in the 1925 Basis of Union. So, we as the United Church, we want to do something about that. And at its last meeting in 2009, the General Council of the United Church approved a motion to add the three statements of faith produced since 1925 to our United Church Constitution. But, as you can imagine, it's not easy to make changes to a constitution, especially not in Canada. In the United Church, every presbytery, every pastoral charge needs to vote on any proposed changes. What's going to happen, therefore, is that the Executive of General Council will circulate what we call a remit early in 2012, outlining the proposal to add some or all of the three faith statements to our Constitution. And we, as the Trinity St. Paul's Pastoral Church, will be voting on this remit within the next 12 months. And our Worship and Faith Formation Circle has begun a process of educating us on this issue. Last fall, we held the first study series on our United Church faith statements. And we also determined to put some focus on a song of faith in our worship services beginning this Easter season, hence the service today. Now, the Song of Faith is a substantial document of nearly 7,000 words. So it makes sense to start with a shorter section of it as an introduction today. And we've chosen the section about Jesus, partly because it's the Easter season and our focus is on the identity of Jesus as the risen Christ. And I'll have some brief comments about that in a few minutes, but first we're going to hear the Jesus section from the Song of Faith. And since we're calling our statement a song, I thought it would be interesting to have it sung. And that is our own unique TSB twist, of course. And I do thank Brad and Sean for helping to make this happen. So you can find the text of the Jesus section that's being sung on our Song of Faith insert today. And we'll also add to that a congregational sung response, which is a version of the prayer of Jesus found on the back page of the insert.